With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Waves of torrential rain are inundating southeast Texas, forcing schools to cancel classes, closing numerous highways around Houston. The National Weather Service reporting more than 9 inches of rain during the past 24 hours. A flood warning has been issued until Tuesday for the region. The nation's employers pulled back on their hiring in April, adding a modest 175,000 jobs.
It's a sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to take a bigger toll on the world's largest economy. Last month's hiring gain was down sharply from the increase of 315,000 in March, and it was well below the 233,000 gain that economists had predicted for April. Last month's figure suggests the Federal Reserve's aggressive streak of rate hikes may finally be cooling the pace of hiring.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Also at SRNNews.com, the Justice Department announcing the indictment of Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
Cuellar's home and campaign office in Laredo, Texas, were raided by the FBI in 2022 in connection to possible ties with Azerbaijani businessmen. In a statement, Cuellar said, "I want to be clear that both my wife and I are innocent of these allegations. Everything I've done in Congress has been to serve the people of South Texas." He said he and his wife tried to meet with prosecutors but were rejected. Cuellar said he plans to run for re-election in November. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says her state will not comply with a federal regulation that seeks to protect the rights of transgender students. Sanders signing an executive order stating Arkansas will continue to enforce restrictions on which bathrooms and pronouns transgender students can use. Stocks sharply higher on Wall Street, all three major indexes up more than 1%. This is SRN News. Americans have some strange beliefs.
A new poll from Arizona Christian University reveals that 31% of adults think that animals, plants, and inanimate objects possess a unique spirit just as humans do. 46% believe that humans are born without sin and become either good or bad based on the decisions they make in life. And 23% think only science can determine what is true. Many Americans who call themselves Christians share these beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supporters of an abortion amendment in South Dakota have submitted more signatures than required to make the ballot this fall. The effort echoes similar actions in other states where voters have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, including California, Michigan, Ohio, and Vermont. Abortion will appear on several other states' ballots this year. South Dakota currently outlaws the procedure except to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. A mistrial in a lawsuit filed by a former Abu Ghraib prisoner.
A federal judge has declared a mistrial after a jury in Alexandria, Virginia, said it was deadlocked and could not reach a verdict in the trial of a military contractor accused of contributing to the abuse of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq 2 decades ago. The mistrial came in the jury's 8th day of deliberations. Judge Leonie Brinkema said what happened in the case was absolutely appalling. Virginia-based CACI had argued that it wasn't complicit in the detainees' abuse, that any liability for their mistreatment belonged to the government, not CACI. The plaintiffs can seek a retrial. I'm Norman Hall.
Kenya's president postponing next week's planned reopening of schools until further notice as heavy rains and floods have killed more than 200 people are continuing, more than 100,000 people displaced. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.